In our next set of news items, rubbish bins and an old newspaper feature. Swanky new bin storage units have been introduced as part of a council scheme. The trial, being run by Norwich City Council, shows the new approach to communal bin areas in Douro Place, Noland Grove and Gristock Place. The initiative, part of the Love Norwich campaign, aims to ease the bin day burden and make recycling accessible and quick while improving the aesthetic appearance of the area. The bins are fully enclosed and feature slots for each material, providing more space in sharing recycling areas with the hope of curbing clutter. In terms of waste collection, Douro Place has fortnightly recycling and refuse collections, along with weekly food waste collections, while there are weekly refuse collections and fortnightly recycling and food waste collections happening in Noland Grove. Gristock Place has alternating weekly connections. Emma Hampton, Cabinet Member for Climate Change at City Hall, said, "These bin enclosures boost our constant efforts to keep the streets clean in Norwich. It's a win-win for everyone, making life more pleasant for residents."
A page of the city's storied newspaper history, dating back more than 250 years, is being sold to the highest bidder. Printed on March 28, 1767, issue number 884 of the Norwich Mercury, a long-running local weekly paper starting life out in the early 1700s, is being sold at auction. As part of a private collection in upstate New York, the print is currently open to bids with American-based auction house until April the 4th, estimated value between £79 and £160. Some of the details found in the piece are adverts for an apprentice to a surgeon and apothecary to the sale of a great variety of linen drapery at a grocer's in St Gregory's. There are also ads for the sale of the Three Tuns Tavern in St Peter Mancroft, as well as an estate to be let or sold in Mile End Road, which included a large garden well planted. Another story details how on Monday it rained a great part of the day. One of the most charming aspects, our specialists found, are the little local news bits and ads on the right-hand side of the paper. Printed in the early 1920s by W. Chase, the paper ran for nearly 300 years before its final edition on May the 27th, 1949.
Almost 6 out of 10 workers at the region's troubled mental health trust say they are still not happy with the standard of care they can provide, the worst ratio in the country. The annual NHS staff survey has shown that just 43% of Norfolk and Suffolk NHS Foundation Trust workers would be happy for a friend or loved one to receive the organisation's standard of care. And while the figure was a slight improvement on the same statistic last year, which was 41%, it was the lowest score of any NHS trust nationwide. The survey is conducted annually by the NHS nationally, with half of the trust's staff opting to take part in the 2023 survey, a 7% drop-off in participation from the previous year. But many of those who participated said they continue to have concerns over the care they can provide, with 70% of workers believing there is not enough staff for them to do their jobs properly.
Longwater Construction Supplies has donated 440 Easter eggs to Jenny Lind Children's Hospital. The Easter gifts were delivered to the hospital, which is part of the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital. Jenny Lind's Children's Hospital has a tradition of giving out Easter eggs to children during the holidays. Longwater Construction Supplies started collecting donations from customers and suppliers, beginning with a small basket in its shop, but after becoming full within days, the company challenged the community to help fill its Longwater special offer truck. Norfolk and Norwich Hospital's charity expressed gratitude for the contribution, acknowledging the included gluten-free and vegan options and Easter crafts.
The revamp of a busy junction near the city centre has been criticised as an expensive and disruptive money pit. Major changes to the layout of Dereham Road at the junction with Grapes Hill were proposed last month by Norfolk County Council, which would see existing lanes altered and curbs moved to help traffic flow. However, the proposal, which is part of nearly £50 million awarded to the council for its bus service improvement plan, have been scrutinised by the Norwich Society, which wrote to the council to object to the project. The charity questioned the council's claim the intended shortening of the existing bus lane was beneficial to traffic flow, as well as the decision to trim back a well-used pedestrian pavement. It comes after Cabinet members for Highways and Transport, Graham Plant, came under fire earlier this month for his comments about the junction being unsuitable for cyclists during a meeting about the changes. A Norwich Society spokesman said, "Norfolk County Council have given the game away, because this project is just another expensive and disruptive road widening scheme to benefit increased numbers of private vehicles. Yet they persist in trying to dress it up as some kind of a bus priority measure, when clearly it isn't."